Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting second. The third baseman, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Barrett steals second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to third and picks off Gehringer. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. There goes Cecil. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Cecil steals third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Galloway bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to third. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Cecil, who tags Rice trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tavener scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Easterling. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Barrett steals home. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Easterling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Easterling. Fox scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Krause reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-1 in the game. Easterling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards first. McManus fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Falk steals third. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner pinch hits for George Smith. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Woodall moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to third. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodall scores. Warner scores. Rice moves to second. It's 10-4, White Sox. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 10-5, White Sox. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-2 in the game. Easterling takes first base on ball 4. Heilman scores. Gehringer moves to third. McManus moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easterling strikes out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 4 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.